In entertainment news, all right, Tommy, listen up. Halle Berry is responding and laughing off negative comments made by Lisa Ray regarding her sex life. Lisa Ray made a comment about Halle's sex life while on Fox Soul's Cocktails with Queens with her co-hosts Claudia Jordan, Vivica A. Fox, and Selena Johnson. The comments made centered around the reputation of Halle not being great in bed. When Lisa Ray was asked to clarify whether she was insinuating that Halle was a bad lover, Lisa Ray said, "That's what they say. That's what I read. That's what I heard." Halle then retweeted an article that covered the Cocktails with Queens segment and wrote, "Miss at the real Lisa Ray one, ask my man Van Hunt. He'll tell you all you need to know." And then she, you know, ended it with a crying, laughing emoji. Halle's sex life has been a hot topic recently after earlier this month she revealed that she had her first orgasm at age 11.
11?
What?
Huh? Well, dog, I didn't know what the hell was going on at 11.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you right now, I was sitting there trying to figure out.
That's kind of early there.
I was trying to figure out what was wrong.
I have.
Why am I sitting here watching this Elvis Presley movie feeling this way? That's what I was trying to absorb and work through. An orgasm at 11.
That's what Halle said.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, how did Lisa Ray know that Halle ain't good in bed? What the hell, where that's coming from? What is
Halle,
this?
That's what Lisa Ray said that's what she heard and that's what she read. And that's what they say. That's what Lisa Ray said.
Who is they?
You know.
Them streets.
Yeah.
I ain't never heard that. Well, I ain't in the streets, so I ain't never heard that.
The streets
just
because
she heard it don't mean anything.
And Halle took it well. Halle joked about it herself.
She said, ask my man.
He'll tell you all you need to know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Van Hunt. Then hell.
You hate. Yeah.
At least he got him. Hell.
But look who's very quiet though. You hurt.
I just don't like it when somebody starts talking about her.
Crying
he
for.
Crying.
I just don't like it when people start talking about her and being disrespectful.
Who is her?
Halle Berry. What Lisa Ray was doing is very disrespectful.
Slander. It was slander.
It's slander. It's just you're just wrong. You're just not a good person. You're not. Don't do that.
What? Oh man, Tommy. It's
and
not
if Halle
true.
Is listening, I apologize for somebody speaking about you like that. Is this wrong?
Pull yourself together.
Oh, man. Well, I wonder why he was so quiet, Carla.
Because she's a good person.
All right. Can we move on now? Because we have something else to cover as well.
I'll get you a tissue.
I know. Cardi B. Okay, we're moving on, nephew. Cardi B has apologized. To dry up. Cardi B has apologized after making some tone-deaf brags about a big Thanksgiving celebration. Cardi was criticized for getting 12 kids and 25 adults together to celebrate Thanksgiving. Even though it seems she appreciated the quality time with family, she understood the criticism and tried to address people's concerns by speaking to the safety precautions she took. She said, "Sorry, my bad. I wasn't trying to make anyone feel bad. I just had my family in my home for the first time and it felt so good and it uplifted me. I spent so much money getting everyone tested, but it felt worth it. I wasn't trying to offend anyone." All right, we're moving on. There you go. Okay. Time for today's
damn
headlines.
Business. How about that?
Thank you.
Man.
Let's go to Miss Ann, Steve.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
But the news, well, yippee, the first doses of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine have arrived in the United States. It's here. The vaccine produced in Belgium, flown over here. It's in a storage facility in Michigan. Health officials say the minute the government says it's okay for use, the shots can be rushed to wherever they're needed. The Centers for Disease Control meets today, a panel from that anyway, from the CDC, to discuss who should be first in getting it. Most likely hospital and other healthcare workers. Also at the top of the list, adults with underlying conditions, people over 65 years old, also folks who work in grocery stores. By the way, the federal government has also launched something called, get this, Operation Stolen Promise. It's aimed at identifying, preventing the production of bogus vaccines. That's the world we live in. There have now been two other confirmed election losses for Donald Trump. Yesterday, Wisconsin officially certified Joe Biden as the winner of the presidential election there. And Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs announced that a recount shows Joe Biden won more votes than Trump in her state. And contrary to what Trump claims, she says there was no evidence of any shenanigans.
Of those 3.42 million ballots cast, over 88% of them were cast early, which provides more proof that Arizona's ballot-by-mail system works.
There's been another case of a white man shooting and killing an unarmed black teenager, supposedly for loud music, this time in Oregon. Authorities say that 47-year-old Robert Paul Keegan is under arrest. Police say Keegan's totally responsible for the murder of Aiden Ellison because he had a gun and he just wanted to use it. There was no reason to murder the young man. 8 years ago, another white man shot and killed an unarmed black teenager. That time, it was in Jacksonville, Florida. You may remember this case for supposedly playing loud music outside of a convenience store in the parking lot. That white man is now serving a life prison sentence. By the way, the American Medical Association has now declared racism to be a public health threat. And for its victims, the AMA says it causes mental health issues like depression and anxiety, poor physical health like diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, and kidney disease. The American Medical Association has now pledged to confront systemic racism and also police brutality. According to TMZ, doctors say that the original James Bond, Sean Connery, died of respiratory failure brought on by pneumonia. And they also say because of his age also, that also factored into how he responded. The 90-year-old Oscar winner died on October 31st. And finally, today is National Courage Day and also, appropriately enough, Rosa Parks Day. We honor all of those who had enough courage to stand up and put their lives on the line. Many lost their lives. Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.